Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free. Select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then, add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9-3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
A nightcap is like, that's like the first Netflix and chill, if you think about it. Because you'd be like, hey, Rebecca, do you want to come up for a nightcap? And now is Rebecca,
that turns into
Netflix
a
and chill.
Smash fest.
Yeah, pretty much.
And like a nightcap is a smash fest. Like that's what you're not like, hey, I would like to enjoy some whiskey with you.
Yeah.
Period. No. You want to enjoy whiskey, then smash.
Then let's have consensual sex.
Consensual. You have to say that. Dude, are we going, by the way?
Yeah,
hilarious.
We're on.
Are we on?
We're live.
So you were just being a good person for the camera without even knowing it.
I was being entertaining just for y'all.
Yeah, man.
Fuck.
Well, let's get into it. This is episode 25. Very important, very special guest, Mr. Nick Coletti.
Woo!
Dude,
Nick,
thanks for coming.
Thank you.
On, bro.
Coletti, dude.
I'm honored to be here.
Hell yeah.
Thank you for having me.
Because you were posting something the other day and talking about podcasts. I was like, dude, do mine. You're like, yeah. I was like, fucking, yeah.
Fuck yeah. I love Trevor Wallace.
Dude, fuck. I didn't pay him to say that. I paid him a lot to say
yeah,
that.
Of course you paid
$27.
Him a lot,
I paid him on
camera. I love Trevor Wallace's comedy and everything he stands for.
Hey, man, I love Trevor Wallace's comedy as well, man. He's like the funniest guy now, man.
Wow, my ego is just fucking erect as shit right now, dude. Hell yeah, dude.
Load up.
Dude, how you feeling? How you living? Looking good, bro? You said you
Thank
went
you.
Vegan recently?
Vegan, full-on vegan.
Dude.
Don't make fun of me.
Vegan.
Nah, I don't. In LA, people don't make fun of you for being vegan.
That's true.
They like make fun of you for eating
He's
meat.
Looking at me. Weird.
No, I'm not. I'm just.
He's
I'm,
about to get
He's just
me.
Sexually attracted to you, I think.
Oh, okay.
Come on, why'd you tell him, dude?
Bro, Pride Month has ended. You
Let's
hopped
handle
off that
it right
train,
now.
Bro. How about you tell everybody about your little story at 24 Hour Fitness?
Oh, fuck! I went to 24 Hour Fitness in West Hollywood, dude, and I was just lifting because I'm fucking jacked, bro. Yeah. And I was doing a little chest, and in my peripheral vision, I saw that someone was getting real low with some weights, and I was in my peripheral vision. I was like, yo.
Your bench is a very how do you say that word? Spell it?
Peripheral? Oh, I can't spell anything.
Peripheral. But like, that's
spell
a machine.
Either.
Yeah. Siri, peripheral. But that's yeah. That right there, that position, everything's peripheral.
Oh,
so
I
you see some ass.
Oh, I saw this one gargantuan ass, and I was like, yo, I cannot fucking wait till I'm done this set so I can look over to see what type of booty it is. And I was so excited.
Yeah.
I put that weight down, and I was like, you know what's next? This fucking vision. And I turned, and it was a dude. It was a dude with a just a beautiful
poppin' booty.
Just
fat ass.
A beautiful
You know what's funny?
Fat ass,
I picture
dude.
You doing extra reps to try and impress that person too. Mm-hmm. Before you looked over, you're like, I'm gonna fucking max out a little more.
You know what's hilarious?
The ass.
I definitely did, dude. I definitely
you like
did.
Fucking threw up a few like
Yeah.
You're like
the ass has power.
Oh, God.
You're like, Derek, what are you
But I was just impressed.
Yeah.
I would cause it was on this thing where I was like, I wanted to like walk over to him and be like, hey man, good. You got me.
Let's get one final
good for
look.
You, dude.
Yeah.
Maybe give him a hug and peek.
Oh, dude,
a squeeze. You're like, dude, this.
Does guy ass feel like sweet. Girl ass? Like if it's a nice ass and you grab it, does it
Fine.
Feel the same?
Do you want to feel?
You want to find?
I want to know.
Oh, okay. Did My bad.
You?
I thought you offered.
Oh, yeah.
Sure, it all feels the same.
Yeah, I mean,
I feel like a dude ass feels more masculine. I feel like there's a lot of testosterone going through it, so I feel like it's like harder. Yeah,
like
yeah,
guys
yeah.
That's where guys keep all the stress in
their
ass.
In their assholes?
That's why I have no ass, because I'm not stressed out at all, baby.
Boom.
I have an ass either. Do you have an ass?
I have a fatty.
Really?
Oh, that wagon?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Nick
wow.
Wagon Coletti over here.
Oh, yeah.
Did you always know that you had a wagon?
Duty. Fuck, yeah.
So what do you do anything? Like, do you, like, flex it? Like, what do you... Like
squats, man.
Do you feel like
flex my ass?
There you go.
Get those cheeks nice and fucking just air them out.
And you tell me you just moved by the beach, so like you like flex on the beach, like
oh, yeah.
I know these girls.
I know they're looking at it too.
Right.
I can tell.
The caked up out here.
Do you think that's like one of your ass sets?
Okay. All right.
Yes.
I do comedy. No, but no.
I do comedy.
Yeah, I do comedy. Do you walk around the bar knowing that like that's one of your things that you like flaunt?
Mm-hmm.
Really? Oh, flaunt it like that?
Yeah.
Do you like on purpose wear tighter pants?
Yes.
Where would you rank that in like your like so if you were to put like your top three qualities, you're like
fat ass, big ass,
feet.
Yeah. Feet?
Small, tiny mushroom chode.
Okay.
You have a small, tiny mushroom chode?
Yeah.
Be honest with me.
Fucked up. I swear it's
small. Are you
small.
Upset about it?
No.
But
you just, have you
I've embraced to make it up for it.
What age did you embrace it?
Do you have to embrace
like,
it?
Like recently, it, I used to be really, really sad.
No,
it. It was.
You'd be like, you'd look in the mirror and you'd be like, God, that ass is so juicy. And you turn around and be like, fuck.
Well, that's the hard part because you got that looking great back there. And you turn around and you're like,
I got
like,
the fatty, but the flatty.
Oh, dude.
Oh, no.
A fatty with a flatty.
What is it? What is it? Does it, look like a smushed Pepsi can? What does it look like?
It's like a little acorn.
Oh, no.
Top of the acorn, though.
Oh.
The hat.
Well, acorns are like classy, though. So it's like, you're not like ashamed. Yeah. You're like,
it's not aggressive.
Wood grain?
It's like, it's comedic.
No, your penis has comedy.
It lightens.
Dude,
the
we all do comedy. Even our penises.
Even
it's comedic.
It's so, like, wow, that's it. Wow. Okay. Cool.
So when you were younger, you were like, "Fuck, dude." Were you like scared to show
was.
It to people?
Yeah. Well, no. Not until it was like an issue.
Yeah.
Until I was like, "Damn, my friend's got a huge cock."
How did you know? How did you know your friend's
what was,
had a huge cock?
What was your
cock?
Reference point?
Did he just show you?
You know, boys.
You know how it be.
Nah, bro, I don't know boys.
You know how comedy be,
I
right?
Think we were out peeing. We used to go behind this church and like set off fireworks.
Yeah.
And we were peeing. And he was peeing.
Yeah.
You know.
So it was like 1/4
and
of
you
July.
Over?
Had to take
fuck.
A peek, man. Saw the fucking. It was big.
But did your friend have
like,
a fat
wow.
ass?
Oh.
Wow.
No.
See, then fuck
tiny
him.
Tiny ass.
Dude, that's a thing.
Oh, so
small
you're
ass.
Good.
I think
it's
just like.
It's like the conservation of matter. Like, dude. I have the juicy fatty.
Yeah.
Right.
He had the big.
I think
dump.
If you sit big. Down hard enough one day, maybe you could squeeze some of that ass to the, you know.
The juice.
Yeah.
Reroute it. Because
I think you could just, like, it's like liposuction, but putting
works.
It into
that's
your dick.
True.
Like, you know when people have hair loss, they take hair off their ass and put it on their head?
Yeah.
It's also pretty weird.
That's so
wait,
weird.
Do they actually?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, that's
nuh-uh.
A thing.
People
that have hair plugs,
hair.
That's, like, body hair off them.
Yeah. And
so when dudes have hair plugs.
What?
Yeah.
That's why
some. I swear to God, I did not.
So when
that.
You see like 50-year-olds in their fucking Corvette convertible, like flexing on a PCH, like, bro,
synthetic.
You got ass hair.
Yeah.
Dude,
it smells good.
Oh, and a Corvette. Like,
oh,
I've seen dudes in Corvettes here.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, is that a flex? Because I like, I kind of feel bad.
It
for
is,
you.
But now it's
or
not,
a Mustang.
Now that.
Does anyone here have a Mustang? I'm
no.
sorry.
No. But also, I think it's your age range. If you have like a GT and you're like 21, I think you're fine.
Oh, yeah.
But if you're 46.
We're in the Army.
Army, that and the Camaro, baby. That's
yeah,
the fucking,
yeah, yeah,
that's
yeah.
so funny. It's like, here's a paycheck, and they're like, what
get
fucking Ford can
bro.
I buy?
yeah.
fucking,
how much is a Z06? Fuck
they
yeah.
They take an Uber straight from LAX to a Ford dealership. They're just like, I'm here.
I need the yellow Camaro.
yellow
with
Camaro.
The racing stripe.
Fuck yeah.
Now.
Yo, I think they get a deal, too, right? I think
they
almost
have
yeah,
to.
They
I'm
have
sure
to
there's,
get a deal.
I'm sure there's dealerships that are like military.
Just show up in full camo. They're like, I need it.
They're like, okay, right this way.
Right this way.
The Camaro
bro,
showroom.
That's what I'm going to start doing at airports. I'm going to be honest, man. I'm going to start going in full fatigues
uh-huh.
so I can get on that bitch first. Because if you have full fatigues,
you
they're
like
not going to question
first,
you.
First, though?
You're going to get stolen valored.
Yeah,
though.
What's that? What does that
that's
mean?
That's when you're impersonating somebody. Like, if you were to wear that in public. Stolen dollar. That's a.
Is that
it's
a crime?
Crime? It's a fucking.
Yeah,
crime.
It's a real
you
crime. Yeah.
You think you can just walk around in a fucking Navy Marine suit?
Yeah, but I'm not doing anything. I'm not.
Yeah, but
I'm not
that's
like,
the thing.
I'm not fighting
now
a war
you're
in 7-Eleven.
But you're saying you want to get on first, so you're using it as like,
yeah.
An
advantage. Yeah, but I'm getting on a plane, bro. I'm not like
anything,
I'm not applying
a,
for
just
a loan.
Get a wheelchair. And just be like,
there
I
you go.
Get on.
But let me ask you this: can you get in trouble from that?
Yes.
I feel like you can.
Totally.
You can make up some shit. Be like, I have blue balls. And like, what? Be like, hey, fucking long night. And then
dude,
get on.
Be like, blue balls. You know what it is?
Yeah. You don't want to know what it is. And you just get escorted right on.
I'll do it to you.
I got blue balls from working out at a 24-hour fitness, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh,
I'm
I did,
here.
Bro. I
yeah,
did. Guys out there with fucking voluptuous booties.
That
yeah, like,
centaur ass, baby.
Yeah, dude. They just walking looking like baby hippopotamuses. It's fucking crazy.
Baby hippopotamuses are oddly caked up.
Not even oddly, dude. They're not oddly caked up. They're fucking caked up.
Do you
dude.
Think hippos know they're walking around the jungle like
I
with
yes.
that wagon?
Mochi mochi.
I think they do.
Around,
I think they do, yeah.
They have some big, juicy ass.
Because think about it, right? The hippos' faces are disgusting, but they walk around with so much confidence.
Oh, bro.
So they gotta know.
Yeah,
they gotta know. They walk around like a little. They sway a little bit. They
yeah,
know.
They're mean. They're like aggressive.
They're so
they're
mean,
bad
bro.
Bitches. They get that fit tummy tee endorsement. They're like, I'm
have
gonna walk around
swim?
With that thing.
They swim. Fast.
They swim.
Oh,
hippos?
Yeah, they like primarily swim.
Yeah.
I think. They're like in the river and shit.
Oh, dude, they're mean as shit.
Mm-hmm.
They're the only animals. I think that they fuck humans up.
Yeah, they're like they're like actively looking to like fuck you up.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't have that great of a rep, you know? Maybe just,
I love the, I think at the end, so much confidence.
I think they're super
territorial. They're actively looking.
Yeah.
So like when, you know, like all the white people go on the safari.
Right.
Yeah.
They're like, get out of here.
I would feel that way too. I could be a bird and I could see white people, but get out. Fucking.
Why are you guys here?
Look at Nat Geo.
Leave. Get out of here.
Exactly, dude.
Yeah, go to a zoo, you fuck.
Safaris are pretty weird if you think about it. They're just like, hey, there's a lion. Oh, speaking of lions.
It is weird.
Oh, what, dude? We got a lion behind us right now.
Dude, there was a
But it promotes local business, so.
It does.
Can't hate.
Yeah.
It does.
Gotta think about that.
And true. Like the whole like killing of the animals are supporting.
That is fucked up.
Supporting animals. It's like, I mean, it makes sense like financially, but
is
like,
it?
Morally it's worth.
Wait, for what?
Oh, yeah.
What are you saying?
Killing them is supporting them?
Yeah, because you have to buy certain tags to kill certain animals, and those tags, they charge you an exuberant amount of money, and they take that money to for conservation
oh,
and shit like that.
Okay.
So it's like this weird like circle of life thing.
Really take it for
I don't know, dude.
That's some Illuminati shit right there.
I don't know. All that type of stuff I get really weary about. Like all like the Red Cross and that type of shit. I'm like,
oh,
well,
yeah.
There are 15 cents a day you can support. Well, yeah, but are you taking 7 cents and buying yourself a Corvette,
right.
You fuck, and pubic
yellow.
Hair.
I would love to believe that bright, they're doing the right thing, but
me too.
Part
would
of
hope.
Me is skeptical.
Oh,
I will admit, yeah.
Are you a skeptical dude at heart?
Yeah, I question everything. Bit. Yeah,
yeah.
This is
most
what,
things.
So we're talking about
besides when I look
into
Trevor's eyes.
Yeah,
I'd never question that feeling.
I don't know either.
Like government conspiracy.
Right? Trevor, I don't know either, man.
You guys want my eyes? In this lighting?
They're like a brown green. It's like a gold color almost.
Yeah, when I look into your eyes, man, I just think of like meadows.
Like a dirty pond, right?
Yeah, but like a pond that I want to go in.
Like a dirty pond in like the Palisades. So it's like nice.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
It's like a bougie pond.
Bougie
shit pond.
Yeah. I thought you said a mushy pond. I was like,
it's
I'm cool with
too.
That.
A mushy bouge pond.
Oh, hell yeah. Let me ask you guys this.
Yeah.
While we're speaking about conspiracies and shit, this is the comment I was telling you guys.
Oh,
I was reading YouTube comments because I was just way too happy with my life, and I was like, how could I fuck this up some more? And the comment said, why do you never see baby pigeons? Yo.
Wow.
Wow.
Have you ever seen a baby pigeon?
I would say that I have.
Dude, I started thinking of every pigeon I've ever seen, and I was like, where's its family? Where's its kids?
So there's one answer. What if pigeons just come out of eggs
full size?
Full fucking size.
That's actually how Nick got here. He's a full size. He's born full size.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You do look like you were born full size, bro.
R.I.P. mom.
She's dead, dude.
She just peeled
ripped
off
it
the body.
And
just, you walk out like a Men in Black alien. Just fucking.
I was a C-section baby.
Yeah.
Really? Why?
Were you too big?
I think I was too big.
You're too big?
Or my mom's.
That's kind of a flex.
Or my mom's
that
just
ass
a pussy.
Too big.
Yo.
You like have a conversation with your mom one day, you're like, fucking bitch.
Like, mom, seriously, you couldn't squeeze me out.
Yeah,
well,
so
I've said that to her
soft,
before.
Nah, I've said that to her before. That's funny.
Dude, I was so small when I was born. I just slid out. My mom like had me in like a Kmart.
She sneezed and you're like, yo.
Shot you out,
yeah.
Blow dart gun? Kmart?
Huh?
Were you born in a
no,
hospital?
No, but I wish I just said yes. No, I was. I was born in a hospital, but like there was no like my mom had so much issues getting my sister out because my sister was 9 pounds, but I was 6 pounds. My mom was just like.
And the sister's older, right?
I just fucking slid out. Yeah, my sister's older.
Yeah. Oh yeah, so you.
Yeah, well, my, I think my mom drank.
Path was paved.
I think my mom like drank and smoked a bunch when I was a little baby.
Good,
you know what I mean?
Good.
Yeah, built character.
Yeah.
And seasoning, you know?
Yeah, that's why
you come
I
out like
had
a fucking
little seasoning,
veteran,
yeah.
You know?
Bro,
you come out ready to fucking play some pool and drink some IPAs, you know?
Smoke a cig, burn a couple imports down.
Hell yeah, dude. But I don't know. I just never seen a baby pigeon.
That is a good comment.
I was thinking about that all night.
That kind of blew my mind a little bit. Because I'm trying to think.
What would a baby pigeon look like?
I got smaller pigeon. I mean, it's not going to look like a squirrel.
Yo,
what do you think it's going to look like?
What if baby pigeons, right? What if pigeons in general are just crows with spray paint and camo on them, and then they just got out of the Marines, and they get a Camaro?
Whoa.
Wow, dude.
And they're just spray painted
Bird
on,
Camaro.
Dude. Bird Camaro.
A little tiny one.
For real, though. Pigeons would drive a Camaro, though.
Bro,
100%.
Speaking of tiny cars, there's this little girl in my neighborhood that her dad, I guess, is very wealthy. They bought her... like one of those electric cars, like the big wheels, or whatever.
Oh yeah,
but like a Bentley one, white Bentley.
Really,
one. Dude, she just drives like
does
looking
she, like,
at
valet and shit.
But she drives and looking at me like I ain't shit. She goes like,
oh yeah, look at you with your fucking Jetta, and she just fucking 3 months.
She's stunning on you.
Oh,
oh yeah.
Dude, yes,
in
she's
a huge
around.
Major way.
Yeah.
Oh,
what are you gonna do about it? Are you gonna?
I'm gonna fight her, dude.
Okay,
good.
Yeah, I mean, she's like six, but I'll fucking. I
but
think
the
I
judge
have
would be
chance.
Like, it was a Bentley. Oh, fuck that bitch, you know.
Wow.
Scrap, dude, key it, man.
Key it, that's hilarious.
Her fucking Bentley.
That's a good idea, dude.
You just key it with like a ring pop or something. Just to, like, really fuck with her a little bit.
Fuck with me. Stop looking at me. Damn, when you drive that thing.
That's crazy. Those have like evolved though. Cause I remember the ones that like I had growing up, it was like always the same. Like it was like a little like mini truck, and it made the same noise. Yeah. Every one. But like this one sounds bougie.
Oh, it's
I saw a McLaren one the other day.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I swear. They have like all the super.
All the cars?
Supercars, yeah.
Wow, because the Bentley one was like fast. Like the dad was like running next to it, like trying to keep up with
it. Why would you put your kid in that? Have you seen the videos of the kids like flipping over on those things? They like turn and they're going way too fast and just like.
No, dude. Like,
there's vines of them. They're kind of
really?
Funny, actually.
Oh, no. That seems. Yeah, I mean, little kid's dead, but this shit is super funny.
Kids
bro.
Eating shit in motorized car vine comp.
Yeah, but why would you give your kid that? They're obviously going to like push.
Dude,
the limit of whatever.
Speaking of Vine, I was at EDC and this guy came up to me and he looked at me. He's like, "Suh, dude." And I was like, "This is definitely not me."
You're like, "No,
dude." I mean, I was like, "That's another funny white guy, dude." That's not. But like, the guy said it and he like looked at me like I was supposed to
like waiting for
like,
you to
freak
like,
out.
Like,
yeah,
waiting
for you.
Yeah, I was like, "I'm not." I was like, "All right, dude."
So
I mean, you probably
did you go to Coachella this year.
I went to Coachella this year. It was fun as fuck. Yeah, me and Shirley's went.
Oh yeah, okay. I didn't know if those videos were. Those videos were so fucking
dude,
funny.
Thank you, man.
You guys had the pizzas,
dude.
The pizza shit killed
me. That pitched me that so idea, funny. Dude. Chad is the king of like, just like he'll like throw me an idea, and then I'll be like, "What?" He's like, "We're gonna go with a bunch of pizza boxes, and we're gonna have beef." And I was like, "I didn't get it." And we got there, and then we snuck in these like 40 boxes, and we're building boxes in the sun. We were so drunk for that video. It was like ridiculous.
Really?
Really?
Damn.
Hammer.
You guys didn't come off drunk at all.
Love that.
It's just like, I think there was so much going on in the environment around us. Like, it was already so wild. Mm-hmm. But like, if we were sitting on a couch, you'd be like, "Oh, these motherfuckers are like DUI bound." Yeah. Yeah. But like, it was already so busy that when we like did it, like, it was just so much going on. I don't even know. He's great at editing. Like, we just filmed for like 20 minutes, just hammered.
Yeah. Do you guys, does he come to you with like a script? Like
no script. He just
really.
Like pitched me the idea,
that's
and then
awesome.
He's like, "These
that's
are the,
good.
The characters."
Yeah.
I think that's the funniest shit, though. It's just
yeah,
like,
you can't script shit.
No,
right.
Like
no.
If I even if we were to write that script out, it would be like, "Wait, you want me to say what?"
Right?
Throws pizza boxes drunkenly.
It's never funny on paper.
No,
no. And no. I mean, like, we were talking about this before you got here. Is like, your stuff has gotten seen by fucking millions and millions and millions of people, and it's like, it's never like you're like sitting down like scripting it out like. Today I'm gonna say so, dude.
Yeah.
It's like, no, you just fucking have
just
fun.
Happens, yeah.
And
yeah,
then
yeah.
Like it's like people are almost scared to like just post themselves, be vulnerable like that. And so you don't see a lot of stuff like that.
Yeah,
it's just like, dude, that's
dude,
just you being funny.
Yeah,
you're
yeah,
just
right?
A funny guy.
Your page is one of the pages that I looked at that I was like, oh, you can just post. It doesn't have to be this well-produced shit.
Dude.
And no, like, it's not even a fit. It's like,
yeah.
It's like dope.
Yeah.
Like how you're just like, I'll just be funny for 20 seconds.
People like
and
your
just
personality.
Be,
that's
yeah,
really
exactly.
What it is.
Just,
thank you.
And just be stupid. It's but it's like refreshing. It's like refreshing to see because you get like, because in my head, I'm like, oh, I got to do this and that. And this, I got to $10,000 for this. It's like,
yeah.
Nah, bro, just have a dude jump on you, bro.
Dude, I mean, it's funny you guys say that because I've recently been tripping out about it. It's like, because, dude, LA is such a fucking trip, man. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, people telling me that I should be writing my shit and, like,
yeah.
I just have, it's like, yeah, getting back to just, like, having fun, that's when you make your best shit. And, like,
yes.
Not everything's going to fucking be viral or pop off.
Yeah.
But it's like, right. Are you going to try and just keep doing it for being viral? Like,
it's a never-ending fucking, like,
right.
Thing.
Well,
like,
recently I've been like, I have to make this post. This has to be a viral post. Like, I have to try to make it viral.
Yeah.
But it's like,
but every single time
that.
You try,
it,
dude, it's just
it
like,
takes the fun out of it.
It's just
right.
Like stand up, bro. It's like you have to. What your funniest shit is how you are naturally funny.
Mm-hmm.
It's
how
never
you think, yeah.
It's
exactly.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's literally like when young
you
comics.
You can't script it.
When young comics are like, what's the? I'm like, yo. However you're funny in life, you just take that and then you put it on stage.
Uh-huh.
It's way easier said than done.
Yeah.
But like that's what it is. It's
true.
Not ever like you're sitting down and like writing like and just like being so like mathematical about
right.
Okay, this is the character that I want to be and this is the bit that I want to have and let me write it out. It's like that's going to be the most unfunny, unnatural,
totally.
Like inorganic
totally.
Type thing. And that's like a reflection of what you do on your page, which I love. It's
thank
like
you.
it's just you being your most natural funny. And that's why people fuck with you. So
but
I think
the other thing is like people are scared to be themselves online,
right.
So of judgment, and it's
seriously.
Like it's rare to find people who are like who they are in real life online, you know, because it's like so judgmental. Because like I'll post something and then like someone will comment something and then I'm just like, fucking in my head. Yeah. Like, do you get in your head a lot?
Totally,
dude. I'm so like
cyclical, like fucking pacing around, like,
dude. It's gnarly.
Bro,
it's
so whack.
I'm trying, but that's right now what I'm trying to like fucking undo and like just get back to like, dude. Remember like when Vine was popping?
Yeah,
and we were all just like having fun online.
Yeah,
just making like stupid.
And then
shit.
Brands were like, oh,
now, yeah,
you guys
now
having
it's
fun?
Like it's fucked now. Like I want to like seriously like shift back to like when we were like, I say we like I don't know. We're all
do you remember the first time we met? This is funny.
Yeah.
Do you remember
was
this?
Was it at fucking All Deaf Digital?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't think you'd remember this shit.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It was like it was.
I honestly thought you hated me.
No, dude.
Oh, he did, dude. He told me.
People say that about me a lot. They're like, I thought you hated me. I was like, wait, why? Why?
I remember I posted a Vine or something and you commented fake and gay on it.
Oh,
I took it super personally.
No.
I was like, this dude hates me. He like fucking doesn't fuck with me.
No, but that's like the joke at the time.
I know, but now looking back, I was like, oh, he was kidding.
Bro,
that's so funny.
How did you think he would interpret that comment?
But
in a positive way?
I know, I took it.
But
so
you know,
I was like,
funny.
Oh,
of course,
man.
But even if I was doing a stand-up set and someone said fake and gay, I'd be like, oh,
but that was like
an
internet joke at the time.
No,
right?
Yeah, I know. Looking
but
back,
I think
like,
what's funny is how you read it. That's what's fucked about the internet.
Right?
Because you read it in your own mind. I probably wrote it like, haha. Fake and gay. This dude's funny.
Like,
and then you were like,
trying to start like a friendship, and I like take it like so,
dude,
so wrong.
And then you read it like fake and gay. What
like,
dude?
Wow,
what
this guy hates me. He's like coming for me,
dude. That's such a funny thing about dude friendship is like that's how it starts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just make fun of this motherfucker.
Right. Well, now I know that Trevor's like cool and like.
Dude, I commented it out of a place of like, hopefully he likes this.
Of course.
This is funny. And then it just backfired.
Totally backfired. Yeah,
it's so weird how
that's
like
so funny.
I hate online.
I'm glad we could.
People.
I'm glad we could
dude,
resolve
squash
that.
The fuck, dude, it wasn't fake and gay. It was
dude,
real and tight.
Rock.
How about that?
Love you, man. Love
real
you too.
And straight. Dude.
I love you too, man. But honestly, that shit was fake and gay, bro.
Yeah, it probably was. Whatever that post was,
dude.
Was
that's so funny.
What you said.
Wow.
That is. So
I'm a
funny,
fucking
bro.
Idiot for that.
No,
but
it's cool.
But I also remember All Deaf. It was like 2015, and you did a meet and greet at some clothing store on Fairfax, and I was like, I was a PA.
Oh yeah,
that's why I think I like first like.
Oh
met
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah. It was like some. I was so nervous. It was like some questions thing, right? I was interviewing people.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
it was like a meet and greet. People just on like Fairfax, like coming in and like saying what up.
That was weird. All Deaf was kind of weird.
It yeah.
How so?
I mean, it was great.
It was weird because it was like they like managed talent, but then they also had their own talent.
Yeah, I never knew really where I stood with them.
Yeah, and it was like
they managed you or something.
That's just it. It's like I don't know.
Oh, you
like,
didn't know. That's so funny.
They managed a lot of YouTubers in the very beginning because they had somebody who did like talent relations,
mm-hmm.
and then it kind of just like they more so focused on the in-house talent, and then by the time they got rid of the outside talent, they started putting me in a bunch of shit. So they kind of just focused on who they like already had internally.
Right.
But yeah, I remember that was like the first.
That was early in my career though. So I mean, navigating all the shit and like the relationships and like how you did like. Dealing with things like I don't know how to fucking do all this shit.
Isn't it weird how you just learn like if you were to tell yourself 5 years ago, oh, I'm gonna get on Real Bros, for example, because mm-hmm. this, that, and this, like it wouldn't make sense. You'd be
right.
Like, what? I gotta audition. This did you audition for Real Bros, or was it kind of just like
it kind of like naturally just happened?
That's what I figured.
Yeah,
because
no,
I think
there wasn't so,
that's
no,
what
there wasn't.
Cody said. He just like
I guess Jimmy just fucked with us, and then we did it. It was very like low budget when the first season was. I mean, it wasn't low budget, but it wasn't.
I mean, he's always like been pretty good about like he's a filmmaker for sure.
Yeah, he's
like,
a fucking rock star, dude.
He's great at what he does. Rocks. And then I put my shit out there, and I'm like, I fucking touched up the color on iMovie, and now we're here, baby.
You see that Ken Burns?
Down.
Did you see
that
Ken
exactly,
Burns?
Exactly.
He is very strategic and writes, and I think that I honestly think that is what makes him. Like as predominant as he is right now is because he writes all that shit. They like go eat lunch and fucking write shit down, which like I could not do that, dude. I would be like 5 minutes in and like
I'm just trying to crush this tofu, dude.
But yeah, he's like a badass, seriously. So
well, he's like I see that and I'm like, oh, he's a filmmaker. I'm just a guy who just cuts together video shit.
No, you are.
No, but
dude.
See,
dude,
oh,
but
I'm
not trying to be like that. Like what that's
he does it all though. He's like funny,
right?
Can do all that shit.
Yeah,
good businessman. I guess. I mean, you'd have to be, right?
I guess.
He's a good businessman.
Yeah.
No, I mean,
when I saw his stuff for the first time, I was like, dude, this guy's a good businessman.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Way before funny also, or like well executed, I'm like, this guy is really good.
He has a business edge.
Yeah, dude.
This guy
are
knows
you,
about money
do you
orders.
To also be funny? You do? Yeah. Oh, fuck. Okay.
Hold up.
We can do this.
Dude, I want to get back real quick to the piece of
baby
book.
Pigeons, yes.
Yo, okay. No. So I'm fucking a baby pigeon.
Centaur
right?
ass.
In a small Bentley. Centaur ass, dude.
Bacon wrap hot dogs. Anyways, what are you saying?
Oh, I was going to say, like, because both of you guys were talking about the idea of, like, you presenting stuff online and, like, freaking out if someone says anything negative.
Dude,
or
it's
even
fucked,
positive,
bro.
Right? So I wanted to say this to you, and I don't think I brought it up on the podcast yet. I read this book called The War in Art. Y'all got to read this fucking book, dude. It talks about...
I want to be a bigger book guy. Are you a book guy, Nick?
No, but I
want to, dude.
Really like
just do yourself a favor. Just with this.
Cool. I would like to be.
Like,
able
if I was a girl, so I walked in a room and saw a book, like fucking a book, like owning a bookmark, bro. Like motherfuckers have leather bookmarks.
What's
and,
it, Trevor? Oh, what yeah. is this?
Don't touch that.
Dude, that's what I'm saying. Like, dude, I want fucking books.
That's my
dude.
Bookmark.
I want
you need to put
yeah.
it down.
So the war on art.
Nah, it's over, dude.
No,
you guys are talking about fucking bookmarks.
Dude,
I'm just excited.
I'm
trying to enlighten y'all motherfuckers.
I got excited.
Like, yo, wouldn't it be cool if I had a fucking like bookmark made of pigeon dick, bro? Fucking sick,
that
man.
Would be
made
cool.
a baby
that
pigeon
would,
centaur
dude.
Ass.
Yeah. Wall bacon wrap.
All right, well, that's it for the podcast, guys. That's,
No. I genuinely want to hear about this book.
No,
you tell
no.
me about this book.
No. Have I or have not?
You told me about it
last I told
week?
You, but off the podcast, right?
But yeah.
So the war in art, bro, it has this idea where it's talking about the difference between like professionals and amateurs. And professionals have this ability to present an idea in any facet, like a Vine or a fucking Instagram post or a script or whatever, right? So they present it and they're done with it. And they know that they're done with it because they know they have a better idea already percolating.
Mm.
As soon as they deliver the
That's
idea,
smart.
As soon as they deliver the idea, they're already better than what the idea is.
That's
so they
awesome.
Don't. So they don't care
That's
about.
A flex.
So they don't care about if you say I don't like this shit or it needs to be more professional. You need to write scripts or whatever the fuck it is.
Mm-hmm.
Because all you do, I'm already better than that. So
it's
you
like,
can
fuck it. I'm doing
so
something else.
It's, you're exactly. Mm-hmm. And it's like obviously that shit is easier said than done. But it's so empowering, dude. That
mm-hmm.
that idea and that's with anything. Everyone.
Yeah.
That's watching and listening. It's like, that's with anything. It's with art. It's with if you work at fucking Jamba Juice, whatever. Like, whatever
yeah,
whatever it is.
That last Strawberry Surf Rider you made.
That's what I'm saying.
Out,
dude. Listen,
out. That one's
Jamba.
Done.
That's
that masterpiece is out.
Moving on to the
done,
chocolate
that,
mood, baby. Yeah. Hell yeah.
That Berry Blast, okay, can I make a better one? Sure, but this
sure.
one's going to be
but,
fire.
But for you,
fire.
Man, this is trash.
This is trash. So
but come back
you, bitch.
Tomorrow,
right.
more fire.
More fire. That's awesome that you said that because I've always felt that way and like, you putting it into words like makes so much fucking sense. It's
yeah,
like, that's so true.
Well, what's
yeah.
my favorite thing about meeting other like creative people like you yourself is like hearing that like, oh, you also have fucking crazy anxiety when you post something
right?
like that.
Yeah,
it's like,
it is comforting to know that we all kind of go through the same.
Well,
thing.
It's,
I mean, dude, if you didn't, you'd be a psychopath.
Yeah.
If you didn't, like,
right.
Both of y'all's accounts have a fucking ton of people that view it. So it's like you would be a psychopath if you were like, well, I don't care.
Yeah.
Like that's what you want to get to,
yeah.
but
right.
it takes time to like be that zen with shit that you put like as corny as it sounds, like your heart and soul into shit, man.
True.
You spend hours and hours and hours on some stuff,
right?
Or just like a funny moment that you want to put. It's still like you. It's still like a
right.
yeah.
like a product of you. So you put it out to a almost a million people. Like you'd be crazy to not care,
mm-hmm.
but like that's the level that you want to get to, or we all want to get to.
Yeah, I don't know. I think people just expect you to be like, you have all these followers. Aren't you happy? You're like, the fuck? No.
No, I'm really stressed out, actually.
I'm tripping.
I'm really stressed out.
I am
out,
stressed the fuck out. Dude.
I'm really, honestly, like, afraid to post sometimes.
Well, that makes sense,
what's
dude.
Weird is, like, I face this sometimes is, like, a video will do. This is fucking me jerking myself off here, but hey, welcome
dude.
To the Charles podcast. Dude, hell
it's
yeah.
okay, dude.
It's like when a video does fine, really dude. Well, I always trip out, what's the follow up video?
Because
mm-hmm, then they're like, what the fuck? Do the thing you did the last
what
time.
What was that?
Yeah, exactly.
Totally.
Yeah.
Or if you do it like too similar, like, oh, fucking one trick pony.
Yeah.
yeah like,
that's all we got, dude. It's
really milking this one.
Yeah, bro.
You're like, oh.
Don't ever okay. Google, I search my name on Twitter.
No, never, never,
yeah,
never.
Yeah, I search my name on Twitter. You ever done that?
Yes.
It's not. It's
he,
like,
dude, he did it during the podcast.
It's either awesome or
dude,
it's the worst.
But the thing is,
time
the awesome ones don't affect you. You're like,
you're
Nick Letty's
like,
hilarious.
Yep,
Nick's the funniest guy on Instagram.
Validated.
Yep. And the one guy's like, this Trevor Wallace guy does a lot of the same characters. And I'm like, ah, I feel seen.
How could you think that?
It's so, so different. It's so weird.
They're
then you like,
so different.
This character art's in all of them. And then you click their page, and they like fucking, it's an anime page with like 3 followers.
Yeah. Bro, or just they have an egg. They have an egg.
The egg. Oh,
they
egg.
Can't even upload a goddamn picture, oh, and you're bro. Taking their opinion.
Right, it's like their second tweet ever. They're like, they made a Twitter to talk shit to
internet
you.
Trolls, dude. They hate their lives and they like, want to bring you down too.
It's, like, right.
It's your dad's fake account. Like,
okay, if somebody went to that length to find a picture of my dad on his Facebook to talk shit, I'd be like, fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah, dude,
be on
rock.
My podcast.
What the fuck is this,
dude? I want to interview a fucking hater on a podcast.
That's
that would
not,
be awesome.
That's a really good
He's
idea.
He's like, I'll fucking hate your video.
Or like a group of haters.
All 3 of them.
We need
dude?
A bigger studio, but let's do it, bro. You said all 3 of them.
There's just a line outside.
It's just your mom, dad, and me.
Everybody walks in.
That
like,
would be funny.
Fucking hate this dude.
That
like,
would
all
be,
right, next.
That would be. Yeah,
try
yeah.
to like calm him down.
Right.
Convert them.
Convert them to a fan.
Hater conversion seminar.
Just one by
oh
one.
Oh my god,
bro. Dude.
Be like, why do you look at me in the face? Why do you hate me? Why do you hate my content?
Yeah.
He's like, because it sucks.
And then I like give him like a. But that, a Laffy Taffy. You're like, oh, you're a good
you
guy.
You ever think that you suck? Maybe.
Hey,
like,
man.
But that's wow. their answer. That's always their answer. Their answer is, their true answer is because I suck.
Oh, it's a reflection
that's,
of them.
That's the fucking true answer.
How many times have you ever written, I think I did like twice when I was a kid, but like actively hating on people's shit.
Never.
Like,
never.
One guy wrote fake and gay on his Vine, but that
yeah,
was
but that shit was fake and gay. I saw it too,
no,
man.
No, now I love that guy.
Which guy?
Dude, isn't that crazy? I thought my biggest hater was now my best friend.
Dude, now in the same room. What? Dude, yo. Did we just do the idea that I just talked about on the podcast?
What?
We reverse hated.
Wow.
Solved.
Wow.
Boom.
Dude,
like,
new
I'm
idea.
I'm gonna make an app, dude.
It.
It's solved.
It's gonna be called Hater.
Hater Solver.
Yeah. Hater Solver.
Hater Converter.
This is the guy with the thumbs up on the front. So yeah, the first half we kind of just riff and then we kind of get into just like people have advice.
Let's do it.
And
yeah, dude.
It's everything.
So yo, what do we call it, dude?
A little bit of
sock talk,
baby.
Oh, let me cue this shit up, though. I didn't know we're rolling into it right now. We
oh,
got,
shout out
we,
to Ben, my cousin.
Shout out Ben, the cousin.
He's a big fan of the show.
So. Oh, what up, Ben?
What up,
Ben?
Fuck yeah, dude.
Ben Dagnall.
Ben, you should have wrote in a question, bro. We would have got you.
Hell yeah,
damn,
dude.
He should have.
Dude,
all right,
fucking
Ben, you're already
week,
fucking
ben.
Up, dude. Ben is so fake and gay, bro. All right, okay. First question. This is actually a banger. This is from bro. This shit is crazy. It's from that one Mexican kid. That is hilarious. That's his.
I feel like he lives in a very white town. Like that's just what they call him. Like yeah, that's a Mexican kid, right?
This is my username, I guess.
Bro, that's fucked though. If you think about it, it's just like
that one Mexican.
You're like yo, my name is Brad. Yo, that one Mexican kid.
Yeah,
though, bro.
But. He be fucking. You know, if a girl's like, I'm trying to bang a Mexican dude, he's the go-to guy.
That's true, dude. There is, yeah. Oh.
If you're, bro, you're telling, because when I went, my high school was very white and very Mexican.
Yeah.
There in our grade, there was like one black dude and he crushed. He did so well. He did.
Dude.
Amazing.
Of course.
He was that one black dude. I wonder if that's his Instagram name. I could check, but.
Could
maybe.
Be.
But what it
like, I grew up in a very white area too.
No.
Very white.
Dude you could have, really?
Yeah.
Wait, I thought you grew up in 8 Mile,
tell,
bro.
But, yeah.
Where you from again?
Pittsburgh,
the
PA.
Berg,
Upper St. Clair.
Ooh,
hey, but that was my. But Pittsburgh is hood as fuck. I mean, I guess certain parts are.
There are a few dicey areas,
right.
But for the most part, it's a jolly town.
A jolly. I feel like that's what they'd write under the like
yeah,
jolly town.
I'd be like, and you turn.
It's on the license plate.
Yeah, yeah.
It's jolly.
Jolly as fuck. What did that one Mexican kid
write? That one Mexican kid goes. Mom in girlfriend's body.
Wait.
Girl, yeah, hold on, bear with me. Mom in girlfriend's body. Girlfriend in mom's body. Who you fucking?
Isn't that like that Lindsay Lohan movie?
Wow.
Parent Trap?
Mom and girlfriend's. That is a really good one. I don't think about it because I thought there was an easy answer.
I had to read it like 3 times. All right,
so your mom.
Mom in mom's body. That's who I'm fucking.
Oh, yeah, dude. Hold on.
I'm just trying to bang my mom.
You're fucking your mom. You know that, right?
Yes.
Yeah, but it's the mom in the mom's body. So
you're just trying to get her back for having a C-section?
Yeah.
This is what it feels like.
I'm moving back in.
I'm moving back in. It's the funniest. How is there not an incest?
Moving right back.
Oh, yeah, dude. How's that not an incest category on Pornhub? I'm moving back in.
I'm moving back in is so fucking funny.
So, wait.
All right, so we got. What are you doing here? Well, let's put names here so we got some visuals. All right, so your girlfriend's name is fucking Sharon, right? So you got Sharon and your mom. So
Sharon's a pretty mom name, though.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we're going to switch it up?
Kelsey.
Kelsey. So Kelsey is your girlfriend's name, and Sharon is your mom's name.
Yeah, that's
okay?
More like it.
So Sharon
just automatically, it's the dark arts, goes into Kelsey, right? And then Kelsey goes into Sharon. Who you fucking?
I'm doing girlfriend with the mom mentality.
Really?
Me too.
Yeah, because you've already been inside that body.
Also, I'm just
and it would be comfortable.
Yeah.
She'd be like, go ahead.
Yeah, but she'd also be saying some mom shit, though. She'd be like, do you want some brownies? And
from the back. From the back, Trevor. Come on.
I'm
trying to come here.
You're just like your father, Trevor. Yeah. God damn it.
Really? You're done?
Sorry, mom. That's why I divorced your father. You did what? You just found out right then.
Yeah, right. I think that's the only right
answer. That's the only. Yeah, because.
Because it would also be weird if you were doing it, the other one, and your girlfriend's saying shit, but it's you're seeing your mom.
I think the girlfriend and the mom.
It has to be that, dude, because we're also visual, bro. Like, I can't fuck my mom's body, even if my girlfriend
earplugs.
I would just put, like, a bunch of blankets so that whatever what I'm having sex with is the only thing exposed so that there would be, like...
It's just a glory hole.
Your girlfriend.
Yeah. It's your girlfriend.
It feels the same. It's like putting on the same shoe every day. You know, you're not going to be like, this is my fucking dad's shoe.
If it's your mom's brain...
Yeah. Yeah, no. You listen.
Because what if she's not impressed,
bro?
What if you?
She's like Thanksgiving dinner is
to really make it count, and you just don't give it, and your mom
and you
like,
don't pull
really
that weight.
Yeah, but see, but that's also the question: do you try to give it your all? Because why would you give it your all? Because then you're trying to impress your mom. So do you do a bad job? Because you
that's a hard one.
You know
man.
What I mean? Do you go all out? Or do you go average? Because if you go average, then your mom thinks you suck at fucking.
But your mom will always
are you
support
gonna
you.
Suck your mom's boobs. That's the big.
But is it?
Question.
But is it your mom's boobs though? But is it
your
mom's,
boobs?
Boobs
or your girlfriend's?
It's
boobs?
Your girlfriend's boobs, right?
But for that moment, it's your mom's.
So then my mom's got a good rack then.
Maybe you just be like, dude, like to your mom,
dude.
Be like, don't
just
think of this.
A third element.
Yeah, that's a.
You
really
have to identify
question.
Them as dude, just to be like, you
be
know,
like,
I don't want to think about anything sexual.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Listen, bro.
Yeah, you can't be like you can't be like, mommy. Listen, I know you got to be like, yeah,
mom.
Yeah.
Don't tell dad first of all. Yeah, then you got to tell dad.
You got to tell dad, dude.
Talk to him about it.
Oh, shit.
Oh, dude.
Is your dad cool with you fucking your mom?
So that's a good question. Is you, so if
getting permission from your dad.
You got to ask.
Like
you got to
marry.
Ask.
You got to get permission from
dad. That is a
dad?
Hard one, man. That is a conundrum.
Jesus Christ.
But there's
a lot of moving parts to this.
Right. But I will say that we're all going to go with mom and the girl.
Mom and mom.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Mom. Well, if that was an option, it's not here. If that,
wait
that
until the
kid,
spell wears off, then just smash my mom.
Yeah,
you like do it a second time. She's like, Nick, that was a one time thing. You're like, word. So like, I should put down the bag wine. You're not trying to booze. that was a pretty good question.
Yo, that one Mexican kid's got one good question. You know what I mean?
Fucked with that one.
That was a good one.
All right. Well, let's go to a more serious one.
That wasn't. Damn.
Yeah. That was pretty serious.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I'm fucking up, Michael. You're fucking up.
Love your hair.
All right. This is from, this is so funny. This is from Charlene _ Hernandez.
Sharon? The mom just wrote in?
Fuck.
Stop talking about fucking me on your podcast. Charlene. Yeah, what's she talking about?
Says, how do you get over a guy who you've been with for a while and who moved on to date your friend?
Ooh.
God damn. First of all, Charlene, you got some shiesty fucking friends, dude.
Shitty friend.
So Charlene's with this dude for a while. This dude said, fuck it. And now it's fucking your friend and you're still friends with this bitch? No.
Yeah,
that's a cutoff situation.
You gotta lose the friend.
It's a snippet.
You gotta lose a friend. Yeah.
I mean, real answer, I would use the hate that you should have for your friend to get over your boy.
Because
that's shiesty. You don't want to be with a dude who's going to fuck your friend whatever months later. That's crazy.
Take action.
Or you could do what people in my hometown do, and then you could just take revenge and then fuck that girl's ex. People in my hometown, they just literally swap around. It's just like everybody just like, it's like one dude just stays there and then the girls rotate.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, what?
That's how it goes.
Every time I go back.
And people want to pretend like that shit doesn't happen, but
bro,
it's just happening all
it's
around.
It's like when you're in one like
our
population.
Age is like.
Yeah, they're just like, you done with Katie? All right, my turn. And then you fucking rotate.
Do you think it's just our age or do you think older people
I think that's life, bro.
Have,
I think that's life. I think it's just environment.
It's who you're surrounded by.
It's just environment. Right, because if you like work in an office, that shit's happening in the office
true.
As well. Everyone's like forced in that environment.
That's true. Yeah.
You have
no other options.
You know, that hometown shit is just like it doesn't even count. But
the hometown is just
one big
office.
I think it depends where they live. If they live in a small town, then yeah. But it's like you live in L.A. and that shit happens, you're like, oh,
just move, find a new friend group, find a whole new life in L.A.
Just be a new person. So Charlene, you got to move to Fresno, Charlene.
Yeah.
Okay,
take action, Charlene.
Or
you
move,
can do
move
it.
To a big city, or fuck her ex.
But then you're just in like this.
Yeah,
and then
you guys stoop into their levels.
And then you just go on double dates, and you're like,
and you become friends again. Yeah, and you're stuck. And
then you switch again.
Yeah,
switch back.
Yeah, have you ever switched? Done like a friend switch?
Oh what? Yeah. When I was growing up, I kind of had the hometown thing. Yeah, when we were growing up, like
I feel like everybody faces a little.
We
bit.
We all like kind of smash each other.
It's just fucking.
There was like three.
It's a jolly town.
Yeah,
it's a jolly town.
There was like three guys and three girls in my friend group, and we all just kind of like.
It's weird.
Wow.
It's
pass each other around. The
certain
girls
shit
would do
like
it to
goes
us.
By. You're just like, yeah, that works. But
yeah,
like,
it's like, oh, you're fucking John now.
Did,
cool.
Did you
John's
give
a good
fuck?
Guy.
Like a nucks to John, dude.
I did kind
of
care.
Yeah, of
once.
Course.
This one girl, I kind of have.
I think you connect
for.
More than.
Yeah, and she was like, I've been fucking John. I'm like, wow.
She just told you like that, like in a vindictive way. Like,
yeah.
Guess what?
Maybe she had a. Yeah, maybe she had. But yeah, it hurt.
Was John the homie?
John was the homie.
No. Fuck you, John.
Was John like dope as fuck,
showed
too?
He me a bunch of awesome music. Yeah. Oh. We would make nachos and watch like a
dude.
Dude, he showed you Nelly while fucking your girl, bro.
He's my boy.
Dude, any guy that shows you how to make nachos is like a fucking homie in my book.
Dude.
So that hurts.
Some Frank's Red Hot.
Every time you make nachos, you think of John smashing her.
Yeah. Do you ever make the nachos where it's just like cheese from like bag cheese,
of course,
oh, yeah,
and then just like some tortillas.
That's all it is.
Yeah. In the microwave.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
That's,
okay.
That's
how else do you?
I'm like asking you guys, like you have
no
idea.
No, bro, that's the fucking go-to move.
It's so good.
Well, you take it off. I don't. I've never done Frank's Red Hot. I do a little bit of sriracha.
Something
to spice it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Have, like,
maybe some chili flakes.
Taco Bell. Yeah.
Leftover Taco Bell.
Taco Bell packets.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
That's
that is
what
huge.
I love about Taco Bell. Well, Taco Bell's, they're not stingy. They just be like, yo, can I get some sauce?
They
fucking make it rain.
They'll pack up, yeah.
That's why I fuck with Taco Bell. They'll be like, bitch, we do not have a minimum here.
McDonald's
bro.
Fuck them, dude.
Fuck
bro,
them.
If they could carry guns there, they'd be like,
they would shoot everybody.
Yes, dude.
Of course. You're working at McDonald's, dude.
Oh, bro, you asking for some extra honey mustard. They pull out a switchblade and you're like, I'm good. I'll enjoy this dry ass sandwich.
Need
dry ass sandwich.
All their sandwiches are mad dry, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Dude,
but
they're all dry.
Taco Bell is just like, yo, bitch, we up in here. They like fucking make it rain.
They
dude.
Sauce it up.
It's
they
like
don't
fucking
give a fuck.
P. Diddy
sauce it up. Chick-fil-A sauces it up. They don't
give
a fuck.
They're pretty good about it.
Their sauce is so
good. You can just request the amount. You can go, I would like 7 Chick-fil-A sauces, and they go, no problem, sir.
Do you think it's because they're nice, or do you think they're too scared to say no?
Dude, there's
might
something.
Get smited.
I think it's both.
I think they don't know how
God
to be mean.
God will kill them if they don't get.
Like
you.
I think somebody's
there's
like,
something
ah,
weird going on there, man.
Sauce.
There's something weird. Every
it
I,
is,
I have
yeah.
a joke about this, but like there's everyone's just so nice, bro.
Too happy.
Everyone's so fucking happy. I want to be like, but what's? Tell me the truth, though.
I want to know
what's
they do
happening
on
here.
Sundays, like
they torture kids.
I feel like they all meet up and then just like. Start Yo. Punching beanie babies in the park or some shit.
Oh my god!
They gotta get it out, or maybe they just like they're in a dungeon locked down there.
I'm saying, has anybody ever seen a Chick-fil-A employee on a Sunday?
So we've never seen baby pigeons or Chick-fil-A.
Are they the same people?
Yo,
do baby pigeons run Chick-fil-A?
Oh my fucking god!
Oh my god! Dude.
Baby pigeons run Chick-fil-A.
You drive on a Sunday, just a hella Camaros parked out front.
the real small ones.
Yeah,
the store little tiny Camaro.
There's just a good FBI agent. He's like, it'd be best interest for you to get the fuck out of here.
You need to leave now,
dude. Speaking of,
you don't want to see this. They're like, you don't want to see it. It's not even about you being here. I don't want you to see this, man.
Yo, speaking of conspiracies, dude, I'm watching this conspiracy docuseries on Netflix. This shit is. Bananas.
What's
bro.
It called?
Conspiracies. I think they didn't. They had no creativity with the name. They're just like, what are these conspiracies? It's called conspiracies. But there's the first one's about Nazis, of course, and essentially the Nazis like looted essentially all Europe, taking about like $70 billion worth of gold. And you know where they said they put it all? The conspiracy is in VW because VW is the biggest
didn't
car
they do
company.
That?
Huh?
Isn't that that's a real thing, right?
That's not a real thing. It's a conspiracy.
Oh.
That's what they're saying. They put all that money in VW.
Yeah.
And me, being a Jewish man, is driving a fucking Jetta. I had no idea. I was driving like a Nazi mobile, dude.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You are.
Fuck.
It's pretty sick, though.
It's not sick.
They give you a lot of money, dude. It's a nice car. You got Bluetooth in there?
I got Bluetooth.
Where did that money came from?
Worth it.
From my
ancestors'
gold teeth, bro.
No, that's why my mom won't buy a German car.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's OG with that
no
shit.
No one told me this, bro. I'm dude,
oh yeah.
Every single time I open my door, my car goes, "You're a kike." Every single time.
Jesus.
I know.
You ever
it's
noticed,
really aggressive. Dude.
You ever seen a VW bug drive past the synagogue? Every time they flip it off.
Oh no.
Yeah, you got to look careful. Everybody's like, "Oh, that's a ladybug car." No, no, no. That's a guy
it's
named Malfoy.
Nazi mobile.
Flipping people off.
Malfoy.
Just fucking
so mean, dude.
Oh yeah. Malfoy, bro. You if Malfoy had the fucking
Malfoy was the, is that the a real name? Internet troll.
I don't know. I just think of Draco Malfoy.
Oh yeah.
He just looks too. He looks Nazi as fuck though. Not Daniel Radcliffe.
Malfoy looks like you a little bit to be honest.
You know the hair is gone. I don't know what I'm doing with the hair.
Hair looks great.
Hey, dude. Fucking dude. That's
the
not,
hair does look
that
good.
That wasn't rock. Fake, nor was it gay.
No,
that was
no,
sick.
No. All both. Right. Let's keep moving on. Right.
How we doing on time?
I think we're good.
Cool. We'll do
all
one
right,
more
so,
question, and then we'll do and then people write an anonymous thing that they just want to get off their chest.
Ooh,
one dude told us about the cartel was after him. Kind of cool.
Do you think he was being serious?
Yes.
Yeah, he sent us pictures.
What?
He sent us fucking pictures, dude. Because essentially he was selling drugs in the cartel area. They found him, beat the fuck out of him, essentially pulled guns and stuff, and was like, "Don't ever be in this area." We did it on the podcast. He heard it. Then he sent us pictures of like him fresh out the hospital with his yeah. face. It what was brutal.
But it
bro.
Was it was like he like you can't just tell that to people on like Bumble dates. So like he wanted to get off his chest.
True. Yeah.
And so it's like, you know, some people write in with deep shit, and it's like it's interesting to see that.
Let's dive in.
Let's get after
it. Let's do
it,
dude.
You want
to? Are we doing sick? No, let's do one more sock talk, and then
boom,
we'll,
boom.
Yeah, yeah. All right. So this is
boom.
This is hold on. Let me queue one up. Let me queue one more up, y'all.
Queuing up in the queue champ.
Let me queue one up. Here we go. Ready for this, dude?
Yep.
All right. This is I'm Jay Locke. Okay. Would you rather be blind or deaf? I mean, I know my answer quickly
deaf.
Is deaf.
Yeah.
Quickly.
I don't
is
want
deaf.
To see the world, see what's going on.
I need
on.
To see things. I mean, yes, I can't listen to music and I yeah. have to watch everything on subtitles, but like true. I do that now anyways. So like yeah.
true.
Yeah, to not be able to see would affect everything.
Yeah, it would.
Not be able to like hear. I mean, like, so what can't you do if you're deaf, right? You can't listen to music.
What do
you
what
hear
language
your fucking
what language do you think in?
Ooh.
What are you talking about?
What do you? How do you think? If you're deaf,
colors.
What like what
color
when you're
language.
Thinking? I'm thinking in English right now. What
yeah.
is what do you think when you're deaf?
In fingers, dude.
Mm.
But what language is fingers?
Sign.
Chicken fingers, dude. I don't know. Yo.
Did we just discover shit, bro?
I don't know. Well,
chicken
yeah,
finger language.
Yeah, I think so.
I think we should flesh that one out.
Good idea.
Let's really.
But my neighbor growing up, she was deaf and she was pretty happy.
Yeah.
If you don't know any other way, I couldn't see it being an issue.
Yeah. I mean.
But if that was taken.
There's
from
also
me,
oddly a lot of very talented blind people, though, that are in the music world. Like,
hell yeah.
Because it makes your other senses stronger. So you just crush a piano if you're blind.
But they also, like, really love drugs. So.
Blind people love drugs?
Blind artists.
Do they?
In the history of. Dude,
could you
Ray
imagine?
Charles,
oh, yeah.
Ray Charles would shoot heroin in his dick hole.
Really?
I don't know, but he did a lot.
Could you imagine being on acid, being blind?
True.
What do you see?
But I think he just
vivid black.
You see chicken fingers, bro.
Chicken finger language. It's just words made out of chicken fingers.
That's kind of dope.
I'm saying that's a funny merch shirt. We're doing like whatever, like saying hi in
with
sign,
fingers?
But in chicken fingers, fingers. Dude,
have you been to Raising Cane's?
Yes, dude. I just went there in Arizona recently.
Really?
What's that?
There's one. They're here.
Where?
In like an Anaheim,
dude.
Something.
It's
what is that?
It's fucking amazing.
You've never had it?
No.
Oh my god,
dude. Raising Cane's. It's shout out. I just had it in Arizona. It's they specialize in chicken. And it's like flaky.
Fucking
it's
rocks.
Fucking.
What?
It's
really
crushes.
And their sauce is so
their
good.
Sauce is fucking good.
Are they shicey with sauces? Or they?
They just give you one, but it's like they make it in there.
You don't
so
need
it's got
another
a lid.
One. Yeah.
Wow.
That's
I've never heard
usually,
that in my life.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I've never heard you don't need another sauce in my life.
But that's a compliment. To this,
no, right? I'm saying that there's so much confidence.
And they give you some
Nichols.
Toast.
Yeah, toast.
What do you mean toast?
It's chicken.
Toast.
It's, are they
is it Texas toast?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
don't
know
why
that
toast.
Is. I don't. Yeah.
I've gotten that at barbecue places too. It's like
it's the best. Toast
they're just like, thing. Hey, have some fucking toast.
But it's good. Yeah, it's great. Good. I'm like, cool.
Hey,
it's
actually
pretty good.
It's fucking amazing.
Some
I recently
some beans.
It.
You like baked beans?
I don't fuck with beans.
Not a big baked bean guy.
You're so mad.
We were doing so good, dude.
I like beans.
Yeah.
I like beans.
I don't fuck with beans. You fuck with beans?
Not really.
Nah.
Dude, you know what? I'm
legumes.
I
all right.
Isn't that just vegetables?
Yeah.
It's peanuts too.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Are you guys big on the coleslaw train?
No.
I
hate
either,
coleslaw.
Dude. I hate
dude.
Coleslaw.
I really
fuck.
Hate it.
Everybody hates coleslaw. I like low-key love that shit.
Yeah?
That's how I know I'm a purebred white dude. I just fucking, I wake up and I'm like, coleslaw. It's
slaw
fucking,
up.
Dude, it's
slaw
fucking.
Slaw up, dude.
I don't even know what it is. This shit is great, though.
It's,
I don't
it
know
like
what
mayonnaise,
it is. Is it cabbage?
Lettuce?
Dude, I don't,
yeah,
it's
like,
it's
anything with mayonnaise in white people fuck with it.
Oh, yeah.
You fuck with Miracle Whip?
Not really.
I hate it.
Fuck both of you guys in the face. Miracle Whip is
so gross.
Miracle Whip is so good, dude. I could eat Miracle Whip with a teaspoon.
They just put, I don't know. People don't know how to use proportions of mayo. Every time you get like a chicken sandwich, they're just like, ugh.
They're like, oh, you want mayo. Okay.
Like, word. We're just going to dunk it. Yeah, exactly.
It's what Subway does. You go. You have to tell them I like a little bit of mayonnaise.
Even then,
and they
even
still go insane. But I gotta tell them because I don't like my bread super toasted. They go, "Do you want to toast it?" I have to tell them the seconds. I go, "Yes, I would love that. For 5 seconds, please toast it."
At
you
Subway?
Have to be specific, or they'll come out and it'll be
they'll
black.
Fuck it up.
Yeah,
it'll look like
it's like
cold,
give me the
coffee.
Mayonnaise thing. Just let me do it.
There I would are like to do it. I would
please
love
reach
to do
over,
it.
Sir. You, know, you can't. No, I can.
Yeah,
and I'm going.
This
to.
Is listen, my foot long, buddy.
I'm paying $5. Okay, so I deserve it.
That would be such a hilarious encounter to see.
I'm doing it myself.
So what are we getting? All right, let's do the confession. Which
oh,
we
buddy,
like.
We're getting
to call a little bit of secret sauce. Oh, that's a fucking story,
oh, dude. This is I brought this one up because it's like it's a thing. All right, you guys ready?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. All right, I can't say the person's name.
Can we get
name.
The Spark Notes version?
Just I'm gonna have to walk you through it because it's okay. Like a thing. Do you want the Spark Notes?
No, I want to hear it.
Okay,
are we good on time? Okay, cool. Let's all hear right. it.
Gabe says we're good, so we're good. All right, so all right, I want to anonymously admit something because it's something I've never told another soul. A couple years ago, I was dating/living with this girl, and it was coming to an end of our relationship. I started to have problems with her, with girlfriend and her mom's boyfriend, who I hated. Mm. Well, one day the mom's boyfriend came over and started barbecuing at our place, and he was talking all this shit about how he had the best barbecue sauce for his chicken. Like, this man was hyping up his own sauce. It was so damn good. I mean, this is
crazy. A commercial for Carl's Jr.
it's a commercial for that chicken spot you guys love so much.
Like,
He started telling me I could never cook some barbecue like him. He was like the king of all this shit, and he said it was secret. It was a secret family recipe sauce. So he left it in our fridge while he was cooking all the other stuff. Well, me, being the pissed off prick that I am, I grabbed the special sauce and went into my room and added my own special sauce.
No.
He came in the fucking barbecue sauce and put it back in the fridge. While he used the sauce, we all sat down and ate, and he dives into the chicken that is coated in my cum sauce and starts saying how it was good, and today he really got it extra good.
Jesus.
Yes. And since I didn't care about my mom and my ex, I sat back and watched while the entire family ate my cum sauce barbecue chicken.
Yo.
Fuck yeah.
I'm glad we got that story. Dude, that's sick.
That's a good one.
Dude,
that's hilarious.
How much, if it's true. Dude, I mean, that he
there was
wrote,
a lot of details in that.
Buddy,
sure.
This guy wrote a soliloquy. Like this is this is
dude,
he went
that's so funny.
I want to taste it.
It probably wouldn't taste any. It's barbecue sauce is pungent as fuck. Like,
you wouldn't be able to taste that kind.
Also, how funny is it? Like, if you were the sperm and you're like, "Fuck yeah, we're about to be kids," and you're like, "Wait, barbecue sauce?"
I know, dude.
This is good.
Like, yo, this shit is fucking tight.
This is dope.
But also think about the cum that dripped down the bottle. Like, that's got to be the worst cum. Because then you're not even in barbecue sauce.
You're just looking at it, you see all your friends swimming in that shit.
Yeah, you just hit
dude,
the cum.
That is, that's like some like. Dude, that's crazy.
That's some shit that I would think about doing as a kid. Think about all the work that you. What is he getting hard? Is he getting hard to barbecue?
What's
sauce?
He thinking
bro,
about?
If this dude was 14, all you think about is jerking off. Like, you know how old
that's
he was.
True.
So what did he do? He took out his phone and started looking on YouPorn and just.
It's really not that hard.
But
I could jerk off within 3 minutes.
Me too.
I probably could. Dude,
that's like 2:59 minutes.
Left over.
Long.
I'm going to be honest with you. There's a picture of a naked woman in that bathroom, in the studio bathroom.
Uh-huh.
I could probably jerk off right now.
Probably,
okay. But then you got to aim that shit. Did you think he aimed it into the sauce, like,
yeah,
spout?
Like, was it a powerful ejaculation?
Right.
Maybe he used, like, a funnel.
Mm.
But then you got to remember to bring a funnel in there, because if you forget, you're like, ah, fuck! Do you think it came in his hand and then kind of scooped it in there?
I don't know.
Yeah, was it like a direct?
But I don't know, dude.
We should ask.
Dude, that's what's hot. But like, that's like revenge only you benefit. Because you can't, after it takes a bite, be like, "This is my fucking semen. There's a camera. You just got punked." You just get your ass beat.
Yeah, that's like the psycho part about it.
Yeah, that's it's
only
like personal
benefit. Yeah.
So, well, we get to know now, which is pretty tight.
Yeah, but what's better? What's a better revenge, to tell them or just to hold that secret? So every time you fucking look at them, you're like, you're an idiot.
Hold the secret.
You know what I mean? I think holding the secret is more of it's better, right?
That way every time that he says something stupid, be like, you fucking had my load in your mouth, you
psycho. In your head, you can't tell
my Seymour.
Yeah, like anything he does, you could just be like, dude, I'm cool with that.
You're fine. Exactly. Take out the trash.
Bested you already in a huge way. But what if he did something to him and they're both just like,
I think the
he's like, dude, you ate my cum months ago.
He's like, bro, I fucking did that shit before, way before you did.
You remember when I first met you?
You like peanut butter and jellies, don't you?
Yeah. When I first met you, you ate my cum that day.
That's what I do when I meet people. I make them all eat my cum so I have a power.
Dude, that's
play.
Like, that's great.
Or he's like, or he tells me, and he's like, I know, it was really good.
Oh,
like,
he
I watched
it.
You do it.
Thank you.
It's been in the family recipe for years. You look at the ingredients.
You just added more in. And then the mom's like, yeah, it was good. I know too. And the sister's like, yeah. And it's like a total.
And everybody's staring at him.
Thanks for the cum, son.
They franchise. That's Heinz ketchup. That's how they started. You look in the bottom. It's like,
fuck.
Semen from a 14-year-old.
And then he goes, applies for a Chick-fil-A job because that's how fucking insane they are.
And you don't use it for a couple of days. And that, you know, when you like use the mustard and it's like juicy. Yeah, there's like a cum layer
on
top.
Right.
Oh, my God. Wow.
I'm hungry, bro.
Ah, bro,
me too. I'm starving.
Eat some Raisin Cane's with some semen right now.
Cum sauce.
Hit the spot, dude. Cum sauce.
It sounded like they enjoyed it.
But you know what'd be funny? If a brand came out with something called like cum sauce, people would be like, oh, that's funny. I'll buy it.
I would buy it.
Oh, yeah. Cum sauce? Too.
Just to see if it's.
Is that
good.
Our new merch?
Cum sauce?
Yeah.
Dude, all we got to do is just buy Miracle Whip, take the logo off, write cum sauce on it. Bang.
Boom.
We have to come in it.
Do we?
No.
Exactly.
We here, baby.
But we could.
You could. Yeah, just take the stress
Having
off.
Having that option is like a power move.
Yeah, starting a business is very stressful, so might as well.
Like, yeah, also, like, they don't know.
Fuck
that's
em.
The thing. It's like,
I say fuck them.
But that's the thing. It's like, but that's the commercial. It's like, did we? Who knows?
That's
cum
the
sauce.
Slogan. We're on Shark Tank. Like, did
you
we?
You won't know. You'll never know. And like,
we were like 15% of your company for $5 million. Did we?
Yeah. They're like, we'll go to 100 mil if you tell us. No.
Nope.
That's what
and finally we tell, like, years from now, like 100 years, they're like, so tell us, was there cum in the sauce? Like, thinking that we're going to say no.
We're like
a lot, dude.
No mayonnaise at all.
There's no, it's just
it's
semen.
All semen.
Oh, so that's what I was tasting.
I am dry.
We just put a fucking a jar under a fraternity shower drain, and we just collect it for fucking years.
We collect.
And
big time.
Cum sauce, baby.
Yo.
Hell yeah.
I think we did it.
Dude, that was, we just became millionaires and became friends again and fucking found out Chick-fil-A secret. And put Raisin Cane's on the map.
We did a lot today.
It's a productive ass episode.
Did a lot.
Oof, I feel
we should get sponsored by Adderall or something.
Ooh.
Yo.
Hear me out. Well, Nick, thank you so much for coming on,
Nick,
dog.
Thank you for having me.
You got anything you got coming up? Some shit? You just
plug your socials or whatever? Man?
Trying to get
Real
into
Bros the... got picked up for season three.
Season three.
Trying to get into character, dude.
Fucking yeah.
Real big
boy.
Method actor.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, dude. So, yeah, we'll leave you alone for a couple months just so you can really fucking focus on the character.
Yeah, I really got into it.
Get in
really
there.
Really got to get into it.
Not,
yeah,
dude.
Just thank you for having me, guys.
Of course, man.
It's fun as fuck time.
Thanks for coming out,
appreciate
dude.
Appreciate it.
Hell yeah, dude. All right, sick.
All right, man. So, guys, thank you for watching and listening. That's episode 25 of Stiff Socks.
Woo!
I'm Michael Blossom, Trevor Wallace.
Dick Peterson.
From a jolly good town.
Go on iTunes and subscribe and rate us and review us. It really helps us out. We love you guys. Keep listening. Peace.
Hell yeah.
Woo!
Lit.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time.
With modular pieces, you can rearrange any time. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at washablesofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.